NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Looking back over my life, so many heartaches, pain, and strife. There were days I thought I couldn't make it, but I realized with you, Jesus, I could take it. Lost my job, my car, and my home, but Jesus, you didn't leave me alone. Even though I could see you, Jesus, I could feel you, because I knew you were there. Sometimes I didn't have money to pay all my bills, couldn't even tell nobody. Because I was so ashamed, you dried every one of my tears, took away all my fears. But I, in the midst of it all,
If I had a dollar for every time they say God wouldn't gonna go through, I'd be a millionaire. Oh, if I had a dollar for every time they say God wouldn't gonna go through, I'd be a millionaire. Oh,
come on.
Mine was about to lose my mind, but God came right on time. He made a way out no way. But he stepped in again and made a way. Every time they say God wanna gonna go through, I'd be a millionaire. Oh, if I had a dollar for every time they say God wanna gonna go through, I'd be a millionaire. Oh, had my back against the wall, it looked impossible, but he made a way.
with sorrow. Just look up, he that is within you, he won't leave you, he'll see you through. Oh yes, he'll. When you are in darkness, just keep still, Jesus will help you. If you believe, yes, he will.
Yes. Hallelujah.
So don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up.
Take us home.
Moving on.
I'm finished the work that he started in me. Just believe. Just believe.
There's so much in my past I've overcome, so much in my future I haven't done. I know that the best will come if I hold on. You'll see my story not over, it's just begun. God looks at something he isn't done. I know that the best will come if I hold on. I will see what I've only dreamed was possible. I've been created to know. difficult for the one who started it. Here he'll finish.
You're amazing. You're amazing. You're amazing. So amazing. You're amazing. You're amazing. You're amazing. So amazing. You call the sun. The sun and moon to shine. I'm so glad you're mine. Oh, I'm glad to say you're mine.
In all of you, amazed at the things you do. Somebody say you're holy. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain for me. Say no one compares. See, I could cross the low and find no one. Say you're amazed. You're amazed. Say no one compares. Can no one even come close to you, Jesus? Can nobody hold me like you?
Just praise, they got to come down. So I wish I had about one or two people that's been praying about something. And what God said, I heard your prayer, but I didn't see your praise. Because when you praise, those giants got to come down. Amen, 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 amen. Y'all just got to understand, some of them old mothers, when they came in the church, they were praising not for what God did. They were praising to save our souls. They were praising, said, somebody cry out, what must I do to be saved? I wish I had about two people before we go forward. Say, I've been praying about something. I got a child somewhere. I got a business in my body. I want to praise God. God, my God. All right. I'm here to do something else, but that song just touched me on the inside. When you praise, they got to come down. Amen, amen, amen. So at this time, we're going to move forth, and we're going to have what we call the coup de grace to our service on this morning. Amen. It is first Sunday. Y'all know what it is. I don't have to explain. I don't see too many visitors, so I'm just saying it is first Sunday. First Sunday been the same for a long time. Amen. So y'all know what first Sunday is. Amen. 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 So what I do think is I think we need to apply the Bible. The Bible says, seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. So I need about two or three people, because it says two or three gathering the name, he'll be in the midst. I need about two or three people that need to seek for a preacher. I need two more people just to knock and the preacher shall come. Oh, my God. So do I have some witnesses that said, I came to see a preacher. I'm knocking on the door for a preacher. Now the preacher has to come. Amen. At this time, I present to you none other than our overseer, pastor, our leader, Pastor William Eli Billy Ratcliffe. Hear him for his praise and his grace and his ability. Amen.
Come on, let everybody say hallelujah. Well, I believe Elder Hunter was just talking about praise. Come on, how many of you brought some praise this morning? Come on, tell your neighbor, don't stop now. Come on, let everything that have breath do what? We will bless the Lord with. And his praises shall continually be well. Come on with your own mouth and your own way. Stand to your feet and give God the praise. I think it's our time for Nickel Pond to have a good old praise break. The old Nickel Pond. This Nickel Pond. When the praise is going up, when the praise is going up, come on, what's the answer to the question? When the praise is going up, the blessing, the blessing comes down. I don't have Deacon Cameron here to wonder how this morning, but somebody needs to take Deacon Cameron's place this morning. Somebody needs to run it out for Cameron this morning. Come on, give us a praise.
Brothers of the Lord. Glory to God. Come on, you feel good this morning. You might not be 100%, but that percent that you do have, God, you was able to make it here this morning. Might not be 100, but that's all right. Whatever percent you've got, God brought you here, and tell somebody, I'm still alive. That goes along with my praise. It's still alive. God inhabits the praises of his people, and I know heaven is rejoicing this morning because we sent up some praise towards a new city called New Jerusalem. Come on, tell God thank you. This morning, I would like to read the text, and it comes from St. John, the 20th chapter. And we're going to read in your hearing, and 28th verse. Those of you that are able, I ask you to stand as we read from God's holy, sacred, and divine word. And it reads on this wise. Then he said to Thomas, put your finger here. I'm reading from the NIV, I think, but we'll read the one that the sound room has on the screen, all of you God's word. Verse 27. Then said he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold thy hand, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Come on, let somebody say, my Lord and my God. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Lead me, guide me, and direct me as we speak from this text. Bring about illumination, inspiration, and proper interpretation. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. And the people of God said, amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. And he said to Thomas, put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand and put it in my side. Stop doubting and believe. Thomas said, my Lord and my God. I'd like to speak to you this morning from this text. Just one touch. That's all it took. Preach that to me. Just one touch. That's all it took. Now, I know that there's an R&B song that says that it was a hit single back there around 1963, that said, just one look, that's all it took. I'm not going to ask who knows about that. But that's not what I'm talking about this morning. I said, just one touch, that's all it took. Here in the text, can clearly see that Thomas ran his mouth in front of everybody. When I say everybody, I'm talking about the disciples that were had fear. And this was after Jesus' death and resurrection. And the disciples were all together hiding in one house. And here in the text, we find where Thomas is running his mouth to everybody. And they told him, unless he saw Jesus, he wouldn't believe. And 8 days later, he had to realize a different set of circumstances. Oh, how times and things can change in a matter of days. It was a week and one day. He ran his mouth. But, and that kind of reminds me of the Duke fans. The Duke fans. And the Carolina fans. Who ran their mouth. Including myself, about NC State, only to find out that 8 days later, the NC State would be on a path that led them to the Final Four, a place where there's prestigious that a lot of teams try to make it to. And, you know, that was an unbelievable run that they made. Not only did the men do it, but miraculously the women did it too. So I hear the sound room back there. That's a State fan back there, and they're doing that. That was a praise note back there. But you know, I have to admit, and this year, that if somebody had told you that that would happen, you would say, I have to believe it, see it to believe it. Am I right about it? And after it happened, a whole lot of people had to experience that proverbial saying that, and we had to eat a whole lot of crow, including myself again. But, and the Bible said, confession is good for the soul. Isn't that right, Elder Hunter? But however, in this text, Thomas did not have to eat crow. Thomas did not have to eat his words. But Thomas did have to act on his own words and own up to his words, because he had said, in the English Standard Version emphatically says it even more so in detail. It translated him as saying to the other disciples while they were there hiding, he wasn't there when Jesus had shown himself to the disciples the first time. He wasn't there. But when he was there, and when the disciples told him that Jesus had been there, that's when he ran his mouth and he said, unless I see in his hands the mark of the nail and place my finger into the mark of the nail and place my hand in his side, he said, I will never, let me hear you say never. He said, I will never believe. That's what he said. So my first point is, sometimes we have to see it to believe it. Even during that NC State, who had that losing streak, and like I said, some had prophesied that they would do all that, people wouldn't believe it. Some were even calling for the coach to be fired. Can I get a witness? And it was during the hard times. You know, when we are going through, it's no telling what we might say. It's no telling how we may vent. And when we become faithless and lose hope, we just think that everything is going to remain the same all the time. But how many of you know we serve our own time, God? Come on, can I get a witness? And when people say, sometime when they say definitely no, God, the God that we serve, can divinely say yes. Oh, can I get a witness? And my second point is, when God shows up, you can expect a miracle. Come on, tell somebody near you, when God shows up, you can expect a miracle. Now, whether you expect it or not, God is able to do it. Sometimes we have to be like the three Hebrew boys. We have to have that if not this kind of faith, meaning that if God does not, I still believe and know that he can. But when God shows up, we can expect the miracle. You see, church, we have never seen him when he was visible on this earth, but we have seen his works. Can I get a witness? We have seen his power. We just witnessed that just a few minutes ago. Am I right about it? We have seen and felt is love. In First John, the second chapter, John wrote that we are the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we do know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Thomas said, my Lord and my God. And see, in seeing the resurrected Jesus, Thomas clearly and truly then saw Jesus in another and new dimension. He saw him both as the Lord that he knew, and then he saw him as the God who had raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe with spiritual enthusiasm, he assuredly stated that fact that Jesus was, Jesus is, and Jesus will continue to be the resurrection and the life. He found out something 8 days later. But he did what he did. He had acted his word, as we find out. He was not that doubting Thomas that people try to label. He just asked a question, and he found out and asked something that a lot of other people wanted to ask. But he just spoke from his heart. But when he saw Jesus, something touched him, and he spoke truly from his heart again. That's when he said, my Lord, that I've been with, that I supped with, my Lord, that I traveled with, my Lord, that I've been in the boats with, my Lord, that I've been in the mountains with, my Lord, but now you are my God. You are more than what I witnessed here. You are more now, because we know that they hung you on the cross. We know that they buried you. We know that they put you in the tomb. You showing up now, God is a miracle. He's a miracle working God. You're not just my Lord, you are my God. Oh, we worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. But sometimes something has to happen for us to really see God. Can I get a witness? Is there anybody here that's experiencing something that you thought was not possible? People are trying to tell you that you'll never amount to anything. But you didn't stay there, right? Look at you now. They could have talked about you 8 years ago, 8 months ago. It could have even been 8 days ago. It doesn't matter. It could be 8 hours ago. But let me tell you something. If you make up in your mind, my Lord, my God, let me tell you something can happen that you never expected. Can you say yeah? See, God shows up. God showed up unexpectedly. And when he does, sometimes people will find themselves living in new places, driving new and different cars, and healed of all kind of sicknesses and illness and ailments. And we learn that, still learning as our faith grows, that the thing that are impossible with man, they are possible with God. Does anybody here have a testimony? Is there anybody here that know that God can turn your midnight, into midday? Yeah. Is there anybody here that can turn your downside to your upside? Let me hear you say yeah. Is there anybody here that know that God can turn a drug addict into a church addict? Can you say yeah? God can turn a drunk into a deacon.
Can you say yeah? He can turn a pimp into a preacher. Can you say yeah? He can turn club divas into earthly angels. Can you say yeah? He can turn hip hoppers into church hoppers. Can you say yeah? Did you see Evangelist Wardell hopping in the church? I know he used to hop in the club. He better not do it now. But he can hop in the church. Can you say yeah? He can turn hip hoppers into church hoppers. Can you say yeah? Won't he pick you up? Come on, anybody here, can he ever pick you up? Let me see if anybody can pick you up. Won't he pick you up? Won't he pick you up and turn you around? You can be a church hopper for the Lord. Can you say yeah? God can turn losers into champions. If you believe that, say amen. The good thing about it, he can turn sinners into winners. Tell somebody, my God can turn sinners into winners. Whosoever you are, whosoever. I was a whosoever. But didn't he turn us from sinners into winners? Yeah. My last point here, just one touch. That's all it took. That's just one touch. That's all it took. When Thomas touched Jesus, Jesus in turn touched him. See, it's impossible to come in contact with Jesus and get that close. It's impossible to come in contact even when you touch him and you not feel his touch. It's just like the lady that had the issue of blood. When she touched Jesus, Jesus knew that she touched him because he felt the virtue. He felt the healing going out of his body to somewhere else. That's why he said, who touched me? It's impossible to touch Jesus and he not touch you back. Can you say yeah? The Bible said that he touched Peter's wife's mother and on the hand and healed her from a fever. In the Bible, he touched two blind men and gave them their sight. He touched the ears and tongue of a deaf mute and gave him his hearing and gave him his speech. He even touched a leper and made him clean. Can you say, yeah, the God that we serve, he can touch eyes, he can touch tongue, and even when we have issues, it may not be issues of blood, but it can be issues of jealousy. It can be envy. It can be issues of envy and strife. It can be issues of stubbornness. It can be whatever kind of issue you got. God can touch it, and he can change it. Why? Because he's not just our Lord. He's our God. He can do anything but fail. If anybody got a testimony, anybody can say that he touched me. Anybody got that testimony? I had a song that I wanted the sound room to play. There's a woman that had a testimony, and she put it in a song. How many of you know that God touched you? And people, you can tell people you don't know when. It was just like with Thomas. You could say you don't know when, you don't know where, because you wasn't there. But he touched me. He touched me and made me whole. I don't remember know when you might have got whole, but I never forget. I never forget when he touched me. I'll never forget when I reached out to the Lord and he felt my presence. He saw my faith. He heard my cry. And he touched me back. And ever since, I've been running for Jesus a long time. And I'm not tired yet. How many of you been running?
Come on, tell somebody I'm going to keep on running. Me, but I'm keep on. May not like me, but I'm going to keep on. It doesn't matter where somebody like it or not. Some people don't like themselves. All you got to do is look at them. They don't like themselves. Misery loves company. But when you know the Lord, when you know Jesus, he can turn things around. He can turn our sadness to gladness. I know sometimes we all have burdens and we have problems. But he said his yoke is easy and his burdens are light. Can I get a witness? If you have a testimony, tell people your testimony. Let them know. That can help them. Somebody else needs to know that God touched you. He touched Trustee McKeithen, because I know that the McKeithen I knew from long ago, he sure would have been running the aisle. He might have been running the streets like me and some of these other men in here. Not just him, but ain't it good to know that you can run now? Don't be ashamed of what the Lord has done for you. If you got a testimony, tell your testimony. Whatever your testimony is, don't be ashamed.
Hold the fire ahead.
Don't be ashamed. Stand to your feet.
Be burdened.
Glory to God. The Lord.
I'm
going to ask you to get one today.
I must beneath the load of
sin.
That old devil
accept the Lord Jesus.
Shame.
Get one. Yes, come on down the aisle. Get one. Glory to God.
Lincoln Park Holiness Church is about loving people and helping community. Our main objective is winning souls. You are welcome to partner with us or help sponsor this ministry and broadcast with a donation. Please visit our website at lincolnparkchurch.com and click the Let's Give tab at the top of the screen. Feel free to leave comments. You can also download the Givelify app on your mobile phone and look for Lincoln Park Church. Cash App, hashtag Lincoln Park CRF. We are located at 13 Heath Street in Raleigh, North Carolina. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us next week on NFI Radio and Catch the Wave from the number one radio station reaching the world with gospel music and preaching.
I was lost in my own world, feeling really confused. Didn't care about anything, I felt so abused. One day I looked up to where my help comes from. Told the Lord of all my problems, but it was already done. He cares.
The reason why I smile in the middle of a storm. won't be lonesome when I get down. But really, you know why? At the gate I know.
Sixteen minutes after the hour. God bless you, and welcome to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm going to be right here with you, playing some of the old, the new, all just for you, quartet and contemporary gospel music right here from the NFI studios, Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. Look, we want to welcome you and thank you. We are an international network where you can lock in right here with us 7 days a week. That's Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Simply go to our website, That's NFIRadio.com. Or you can jump in and listen in on our Facebook channel. That's NFI Radio Gospel Network on Facebook. NFI Radio Gospel Network on Facebook. And on our Facebook channel, you will see the photos of all these awesome men and women of God that's a part of this network, as well as some of the recording artists that you listen to each and every day, as well as our powerful intercessory prayer warriors that's right here Mondays through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. And you will also see the information concerning each day and time these awesome men and women of God come on the air, and you will see the photos of these awesome men and women of God, as well as many other artists on this network. We thank you so much. This network is not a normal network. We are concerned about man and woman, soul and spirit, that we may compel them to come to Christ. We're not about competition or compromising. We're about doing the will of the Lord, and that is to win souls for the glory of God. The word let us know that he who winneth souls is wise. So we're not getting caught up with the affairs of this world. We're getting focused in the name of Jesus Christ, staying on one accord and continually doing what the Lord has called us to do, is to win souls for the glory of God. Thank you so much. We're going to continue now with more great gospel music. We will love for you to send us a comment on our website in the left column where it says comment, and we would love to hear from you and express how you feel about the network and the music that you hear. Again, if you want to call into the network, our number is 563-999-3020. That's 563-999-3020 to listen to the music on this network each and every day, as well as contacting us. Our number is 984-733-3977. You want to contact us again, the number is 984-733-3977. God bless you. Now, let's continue with more gospel music. Somebody said, I feel a praise coming on. To God be the glory.
I could describe it, but I can't contain it, can't keep it to myself. There are enough colors to paint the whole picture, not enough words to ever say what I found. Wonderful and beautiful. That's my rock, that's my anchor.
decided you've had all you can take. But I come to tell you, help is on the way. So just hold on, because you can make it through the night. Trust in the Lord and make it all right. Help is on. You might fall, but my God has promised you'll see you through it all. Cause weeping may endure for a night. Give it to Jesus, he'll make it all right. Hello, hello.
But it put me in my bag, and now I know that what you want won't last. Trying to hold me, feel like I'm under attack, yeah. But then you set me free. It's easy for me to see that you only want me. I feel you pulling. No matter how far I go, I feel you pulling me back. Don't you let me go. Don't you let me go.
go. I feel you pulling me right back.
All right, we are right at the bottom of the hour. More gospel music, and I pray that you're enjoying the music. All right, let's take it up a little bit more. Go down memory lane. Somebody said, let's give him some praise, huh? All right, come on, go with me. I feel that breakthrough.
Here. Get something to wait. Because it's time you are
Don't you know who we are? Don't you know who our Father is? Here's an now for your overcomer. Yeah, it's your time, your season, get ready. Let's go. Your mountain will fall.
Favor will carry you. One word in order for your life. I wanna speak over you is congratulations. Yeah, congratulations. That's right, time for celebration. You gon' see your elevation. If you didn't know, victory is your name. It's time for a greater change. I'm speaking into your season. Now you're winning everything. We out to fail, but you made it. Now your past is being faded. Hats off, chin up, big smile. It's a celebration.
Everybody has a mountain and a valley season. You went through the shaking, beating, pressing. Now it's greater time to shine. Let's go!
I can already feel it. 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 It's about to be a celebration.
Oh, how I love Jesus, Dr. Jesus, huh? How I love him. Do you love him today? Don't you love Jesus? Isn't he good to you? If he's good to you right where you are right now, tell him thank you. Say, Lord, I just want to say thank you because you've been good to me. It's every day that something happens that you show me who you are. That's I can truly say thank you, Lord. Well, look, we are right about 15 minutes before the top of the hour. You're catching the wave live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia, studios 1 and 2. Look, we want to invite you to our NFI television gospel broadcast every Saturday, 4 o'clock p.m. for the top 10 video countdown of the week. And we feature quartet as well as contemporary artists, the old, the new, and you will be able to see also different groups that you may not never seen or heard before. And that's all coming out of Georgia. And you can lock in and join us out of Georgia on Channel 25. That's DeKalb, Channel 25, DeKalb, Channel 25. And you can also live stream us at DeKalb25.com. Again, you can live stream us at DeKalb25.com. Live stream us at, you know, look, check it out. See, won't you enjoy it? You're not going to get the old recording artist, gospel recording artist, anywhere like the artists we play. We go way back. Sam Cooke, Fairfield Foley, Dixie Hummingbirds, who else? Aretha Franklin. We can name it. And Claude Jeter. We go back that far, okay? And many other artists as well as the new contemporary artists that's around today. Ja'Kayla Carr, Tasha Cobb, Leonard, Kirk Franklin, Fred Hammett, many others right there on our NFI television gospel broadcast every Saturday, 4 o'clock p.m. Join us, and I know you will enjoy it. Let's get back with more great gospel music on this wonderful day, looking out the window and seeing the green grass, the sun rise, and seeing the beautiness of Mother Nature with the birds singing and humming and the bees, the flowers beginning to bloom, and the grass turning green. To God be the glory.
Can I get an amen, Lee?
Amen.
I remember my sister Mary would get beat by her husband, who was the deacon in the church. And the whole church knew, but no one would say anything. But I remember so clearly, she was in the kitchen, washing dishes, and she would encourage herself.
Just don't know what to do. Like, nothing's good enough. All I want is to please him.
Have you tried praying? So if you could talk to God, and you can tell him anything,
when he would leave the house, she would say,
Lord, deliver me. All these things are doing hurt me.
You really love me.
Of course I do, yeah.
When you ball it up inside, it creates tornadoes in your tummy.
Mm-hmm.
Energy sparks emotions. You're motivated by lots of pressure.
Yeah.
Hatred is a small gesture. Yes, sir. See, you're nauseous over this nonsense. Friends should just be friends. But it's hard. Tell your conscience, paralyzed by the pain. So moving on is just a concept, imperfected. In my perfection, I'm only half of what you want, half of what you need, baby.
Love, deliver,
submit to their husband. In everything. Did you not listen?
My heart is heavy. And I don't want to feel it no more soon.
See, growing up in the hood, when you got to liking girls, you had to have a lot of them. That was the cool factor. And it might still be, you know. We rappers and hip-hop's gotta change the cool factor. We gotta start loving on our loved ones. I've never hit a woman and I never will. But mentally I've done the same damage. And I just wanna say I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
We never know what we're doing.
What we're doing.
We need a real Christian. Sunday kind of guy. One that crosses his fingers when he lies. Crosses his heart and hopes to die. Crosses his T's and dots his I. Crosses his tassel when he crosses the stage. Crossing over pledging beta phi. You need a good guy. And I'm just a PK with two crosses on. I have a singing rapper that could pin a song. But I guess perfection is boring.
From the block where we dot cop and pray for open doors. Tell me if there's room for Jesus in the ghetto. Tell me if there's room for Jesus in the ghetto. Tell me if there's room in the ghetto. Tell me if there's room in the ghetto.
Jesus wasn't born in the suburbs. His pictures were altered, but it gets more awkward. Imagine living with the fact your daddy ain't your father. And gentrification got you living somewhere hotter. Mama look like you know. Daddy considered him broke. Carpenter wages are low. Used to seeing blood in his oak. His gang are all shows, but they got to face the foes. If he showed them he was God, man, they wouldn't come close.
No, no. My prayer ain't yours.
No, ain't.
I come from the block, but we dodge cops and pray for open doors. Oh, tell me, is there room for Jesus in the ghetto? Tell me, is there room for Jesus in the ghetto? Tell me, is there room in the ghetto? Tell me, is there room in the ghetto? Oh, I need to know if there's room in the ghetto. Room in the ghetto.
Hey.
Sir Baptist, I need to know if there's a place for me somewhere in the ghetto.
When he gets back to Nazareth, he's Jesus from Egypt. Can't tell that boy nothing. He talked back to the teachers. He turned up with the fam. He turned order to wine. He turned over tables, super turnt, telling me why. Why the man been on his back, no cap since the newborn. He just trying to save his homie. Groupon,
If they give their life for a homie, that's a true one. If you come back to life for a homie, that's a true bond.
No, my prayers are you.
Now you taking my part now.
In the ghetto,
Anthony Hamilton.
Jesus in the ghetto. So many people losing faith right now.
Church people
in the ghetto.
So let me testify. I was born in Haiti. My daddy was the minister. He believed in having churches in the hood, you know what I mean? He brought us to Newark, New Jersey after Brooklyn. 1108 South Orange Avenue. Let me take you back to what gospel Caribbean vibes felt like in that church.
Hello God,
hello,
hello God,
hello,
hello God,
hello,
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 hello God,
hello.
Ladies and gentlemen,
hello, God,
hello, we got another testimony.
Hello, God, hello, hello.
Damn.
The night, and in the valley you're right by my side, and though I think it's strange, each time I run from pain, when that's the tool you use to make me right, so I say,
holy, 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 take your shoes off, this ground is holy.
How you doing?
Hello God, hello,
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 hello God.
How you
All right, all right. Well, look, those of you just locking in, you're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One. It's my pleasure, too anointed to be disappointed, too blessed to be stressed, and too equipped to be whipped with the word of God. And my goodness, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Somebody say every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Oh, my. Somebody said, well, look, I be eating and I eat this and I eat that, but there's nothing like the fulfillment of the word of God, the spirit of truth, the comforter. My goodness. So, look, those of you today, don't allow nobody to steal your joy, all right? Look, we are right at the top of the hour. Got to do this. Got to take a pause for the calls, for the station ID. And when we come back, you haven't heard nothing yet about what you're going to hear all day today right here from the NFI studios right after this.
NHD2, call in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Yo, 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 yo.
You're in the mix.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
The People's Station.
Preach up.
I know that's right.
Can I get it in an amen? Come on, somebody.
Come on, somebody.
Praise them. Holy Ghost DJ. It's your boy on the ones and twos. Gospel flavor coming at you. 2027 Gospel Station. Keep it locked. That's how we do it around here.
NFI. North Carolina. Georgia. California. New York. Seattle, Washington. Around the world. In studio. NFI. Gospel Network. The number one station in the world.
Join the NFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI. Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines, Mondays through Thursdays here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us, the Power of Prayer Request Hotlines. Dial in anytime. That's 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world.
Charlie McFuster. Come on. I like that. Come on. Do this thing. Woo! That's it. Come on, say this. Anything? You got it. So come on, let's sing it real good right here. Come on. Y'all sound real good. All in this time. All of my burgers. Problems. We're starting to question. Whatever the problem, I know that he can solve it. Yes, sir. This and that, he can handle it. That's a fact. Yes, Lord. No matter how great or small, he's the master. Final. Come on, let's go. Come on. Yep. All my alto. Sing it like you mean it. Come on, sinners.
14 minutes after the hour, you got to have Jesus. To live in this world, you can't live in this world alone. You got to have Jesus. You can't do anything without Jesus. You must have Jesus in your life. Now, there might be somebody today that's saying, well, look, I got Jesus. I've got Jesus. And somebody may ask you, well, how do you know you got Jesus? And you say, well, I heard that he rose from the dead, and I heard that he was nailed on the cross, and his hands and his feet. That's how I know I got Jesus. But then they ask you the question, said, well, have you been born again? And you said, well, what do you mean, have I been born again? The word let us know that except a man be born again, he cannot enter. He cannot see the kingdom of God. And you said, well, what do you mean by that? Well, the word let us know that every man is born of a woman is surely to die, and after that is the judgment. And you're saying, well, I don't understand. Well, we were all born in sin and shaped in iniquity. So every man and woman that born in sin, which we're all born in sin, we have to repent to God and ask God to forgive us for our sins, and that we must confess with our mouth that Jesus is the Son of God and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead. There's a confession that you have to go before God in confessing that you were born in sin. So that might be you today, and you've been listening and hearing all this, and you thought, you know, you thought it was, as long as you knew Jesus, that's all you needed to know. But there's more than that. The word let us know that where much is given, much is required. Now, someone has given you that word to let you know that you must be born again, and in order to do that, you must repent. And you haven't repented. So today, if this is your day and you want to repent, and come to the Lord Christ Jesus as your personal Savior. I'm not talking about shaking a preacher's hand. I'm not talking about joining a church. I'm talking about having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. If that's you today, I want you to hear what the Word of God says in Romans 10:9. It says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth that Jesus is the Son of God, and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If that's you today and you want to surrender to the Lord Christ Jesus right where you are, you might be by yourself. You might be in a car you need to pull over. Or you might be at work and you can step out for a minute and surrender to the Lord Christ Jesus. If that's you right now and you want to surrender to the Lord, I want you to repeat after me. Lord, I come before you this day as a sinner. Lord, I ask you to forgive me of my sins. And I confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. Lord, take me back into your arms. I'm willing to change my life this day. Lord, I thank you for saving me. If that's you today and you repeated that today, bless you. Bless you, brother. Bless you, sisters. And welcome to the kingdom. Because the angels are rejoicing. We are rejoicing here at the studios for you that you have come to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I want to ask you to get into a Bible-based church, a church that you know that's teaching the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. Now, there's a lot of churches in the world. There's a lot of churches, and maybe you don't understand what they're teaching. The Word let us know there are many gods. Many gods, but there's one God, one faith, and one baptism. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. And we must be born again. So we must be baptized. And the Bible talks about being baptized, all right? So I won't get into all that, but when you get into a Bible-based church, they're going to teach you all that, and you'll get a better understanding and an insight. Now, if they're not teaching from Genesis to Revelation, maybe you want to ask them why you're not teaching from Genesis to Revelation. You want to get all of the information that Jesus has laid out for man and woman in the Word of God, because it is the Word of truth, the Spirit of truth, the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit of God. God bless you and welcome to the kingdom. We are so happy for you. We are all so glad that you come to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. We're going to continue with more gospel music on this wonderful day. I feel good now. I feel good because somebody has come and given their life to Christ. There might be many of you have come and given your life to Christ today. I am so happy for you. God bless you. We love you. And thank you for listening in and catching the way.
Why? A D-hat. Church rock.
Y'all know me. D-Patty. This flag. Get it from my daddy. Wear my clothes fitted. Don't sag. Hang around with my own theme music in my bag. Got a new stand. Original. It's taking over. It's Lego. Got a thumb to thank. Marching in. Took it to the hood. And broke it in. Put your hands in the air. Give God praise. Then take a minute. Do it your way. Tell the DJ. Don't stop. When you hear the beat drop. Church rock.
You can do it.
Let me see your church rock. Move the church rock. And let me see you, let me see your church rock.
Not temporary, up and down, in and out. When it starts, it won't stop. Your love will keep going. On and on and on. You are dependable, God. So I say thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you for love.
Thank you.
You'll be there when they're not. Your love just keeps going, going. Without you, any less, you are the
you.
your favorite gospel hit plays here.
Are you looking for the Word of God? Then you don't have to look anymore. You can tune in and listen to this powerful man of God, Reverend Robert E. Allison, fulfilling wisdom and knowledge from the Word of God right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast. Reverend Robert E. Allison, a man with dignity, a man with power, and a man that bring forth understanding.
When running a race, a runner sees signs along the way, signposts that let them know of their progress along the way. The same is with this race that we are running. There are signs that tell us of our progress. How far do we have to go until we reach our destiny? I'm going to talk about destiny. I'm going to talk about heaven. I'm going to talk about life and death. I'm going to talk about perseverance. I'm going to talk about endurance, the millennial kingdom, the thousand-year reign of Jesus here on the earth that's coming. I'm going to talk about angels and demons, apostasy, the falling away from the faith. I'm going to talk about faith. I'm going to talk about all things eternal. These are just some of the things that God has put on my heart. My name is Robert Ellison. I'm coming to you from Fort Washington, Maryland.
Be sure to join in with Reverend Robert E. Ellison with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast every Monday, 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Satan try to overtake you sometimes. You know why? This journey is too hard to try to make it alone. You need somebody. You need somebody. You need somebody. The devil man.
still gone.